Today's share of Mishnah Brura Yaimi is Siman Tuf Kuf. Siman 500. Yes, we've been through 500. We've been through up to 500 Simanim. That is pretty big accomplishment. Anyway, Maite, here we go. We are moving now, April. Hanitzrach lebasar b'yantayv heyachis nayeg v'seidim lichasay. So the Aleph. Ain kind of basar b'pisuk dam. So you need basar. You're out of basar. Tiyantif. Something happened to your basar. You need basar. You need basar badly. So what do? So you can't go ahead and go to someone to buy some basar from him by setting a price. Lo mal tabach. Go over to a butcher. Teili b'sela o b'shtayim. Give me a seller's worth or two of basar. And also lo yomar lo hareini shutaf im chabasela. Not only that, even if you try to do it in less of a sale-like manner by saying, I'm a shutaf with you in this behema for a sela, that itself makes it usur because you are specifying a monetary amount in the transaction, and so you can't go ahead and do that. You can't go ahead and, because once you start specifying a price, that's already, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifat and Aleph, Ein Kon and Basa, you can't go ahead and acquire meat. Afilu likach ba'kafa. Even if you're, when you specify the amount, you say, I'm not going to pay you now, on credit, I'll pay you back, I'll gladly pay you back on Tuesday. That's not going to be good. Mishum gzeiras mekach umemkar. It's the gzeira of mekach umemkar, which is usher on Yom Tov, okay? And this is the Mekach Umemkar, if you remember, from Shin Vav, is Exera Mishum Shema Yichtov. Okay? That is the basic reason for it, although there's a Rambam who also says this is part of the general Isser of Mimso Chepsecha Davar Davar. But basically, the classic standard approach is that it's Exera Shema Yichtov. Sifkatan Beis, Hareini Shutaf. Also, you can't say, I am a partner with you for a seller. Rotolomar, afal pi she'eno kone mimenu. We're in Sifkat and Beis. Afal pi she'eno kone mimenu ela mishtatev imo. Even though you're not acquiring the whole behemah, but you're saying, I am becoming a partner with you. Begufa behema in the behemah. Afilu hachi asa, even so it's asa. Kevin shemaskir sham damim. Since you are specifying an amount. Now, the truth is, there's an earlier Ramah that basically pointed actually holds that if there's, it's like specifically here where there's not a standard amount. If there's a specific amount that everyone buys a certain item for, so then the amount will then be the equivalent of really saying how much you want, how much of it you want. But even there, back then we had said that we're machmir not to specify amounts b'chal, even though there's a ramah. But l'gabi, this halacha for sure, because there's no specific amount. You're going in, you're saying, you know, give me a slab of meat here for, you know, X amount. So it's not like there's a standard amount in the for a particular item, okay? We now move weiter. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch. So what should you do then? You need to get some meat. You need to get some meat from someone, and he's not going to give it to you for free. So rather what you do is you go to the butcher, you go to some guy who has meat, and you say to him, you go and you take a third or a quarter of a behema, of the way you split up a behema, like they split it up in the city, without any specifying any amount. You don't specify amount. Ah, and then how do you go ahead and, you know, make sure that the guy gets his fair share, his amount? Who maybe shtei behemos, and you could bring two behemos, right? The Omar zu kazu, and you could say, oh, look, this behema is like that behema, and well, basically, you know, whatever this quarter is, so that quarter is. This way, you could assess, right, clearly the amount that you took and how much it's worth, and that will be a way for afterwards to be able to pay up. Ulumachar shamin hanisheres, and the next day you can go and assess the behema that was left over. That behema and its part, ukefisha shava kach yifralo, and according to its worth, that's how you will pay him off. In other words, The next day, you'll assess how much the behemoth is worth, how much a quarter of the behemoth is worth, etc., if that's what you took, and that's the way you do it. All you could say is, zoo kazoo, match up the behemoths, and then that's the way you will do it. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel, Ela Mechalek, right? He says, Ayin Ber Halacha, Sif Katan Dalid. Now he says, Lahem. So look what he says. He says, so what you do is you split it up, and you take a third or a quarter, but he says, Dafka below Goral. It's only if you're doing it without any Goral. Meaning, a lot of times people don't want to just go ahead and split a behema because one guy wants one part, the other guy wants another part. So how do you split the behema so that this guy takes this willingly and that guy takes that part willingly? So what they do is they'll have lots. He says that you can't do. It has to be where shehema vaptim zelazet. Because you're not allowed to go ahead and splitting a behema via a goral. That's usser. That's also part of the isser of mechira and mekachomemkar, and it has to be where they are mevater zelazet, where each one says, "Yeah, I'll let you take that third, and I'll take this third." And the guy's not makbid if this guy gets a better cut. If they are makbid, utsrichim goral, and you require a goral to go ahead and split it, that's usser. Vayein sof simon shin chaf beis. He says, check out simon shin chaf beis. That there we saw there in the Shulchan Aruch there that it's usser to split up portions via a goral. Okay, because that will lead. The truth is there, it's not so much off Mecha Chomemkar, but the concern was that will, Chas V'Shalom, lead to, as we're going to see coming up, weighing and things like that. Weighing or measuring. Afilu Goral al Yedei Sakin. And even if you do a Goral with a Sakin, Kemosha Osin HaKatzavim, the shticky butchers, what they would do is, they would set up a Goral to split up the meat. The Hainu, what they would do was, Shemanichin Sakin ben Shnei Chachalakim. They would like throw a knife between two parts of the behema. B'shalim la'akoinim ezet sad rotze, and they'd ask those who are going ahead and buying the behema, which side do you want? Meaning they'd have the front of the. Look what he says: the machelek shemunach letzad achad or letzad agav. Do you want the part of the behema that is opposite the sharp part of the knife, or the back or the handle of the knife? And that's the way they would do it. No, it wasn't that they stuck the knife in, and you look at the behemoth, that would be the equivalent of, you know, them just agreeing and being mevater. But he's saying, if you do the goral that way, that's also a type of goral, saying, okay, I want the side of the sharp part of the knife. And the guy chucked the knife there. That's basically a goral. Gamzem mikri goral the aser, because basically it's a crapshoot, you know, based on where the knife lands and the direction where the sharp part of the knife faces. That's what you're going to get, and that's like a goral. Sif katan, hey, umevi. So he brings two behemoths. Wrote to Lomar, ukidei sheyedu acharkach kama tzarach lefro. This is in order to know how much to pay afterwards. Shereyesh behema, because there are behemoths shechelak b'mena shavadin. Shereyesh behema shenatach b'mena shavah shnei dinar. There are parts. There are behemoths where that same chelak might be a dinar or might be two dinars. L'zeh amru chachamim shekodem. So this is what the chachamim say. Shekodem sheshochel the behema before he shechs the behema on yomtiv. Maybe behema acheres. Bring another behema, sheshavya kazu leina roa. It looks basically the same size. Ulamacha shamin damel. The next day they do a assessment, a value. V'chein yishalmu, and that's how much they'll pay for a quarter of that equivalent behema. V'nira, and it appears the makonim som chemalatava. However, if the ones who are acquiring the behema to eat, they're somech on the butcher, bidvar hamekach. In other words, let's say you have an expert. And they're both somech on the tabach. Sheyomer lehem lemacha, that will tell them the next day, ain't sarach lavi beimacher. In other words, let's say there's two or three guys going to a butcher to get meat on Yantif, and the butcher, who's pretty much an expert, he already knows, like he knows his meat, so he can tell them, okay, you know, he's a tabach uman, he can tell them the next day how much each guy's piece was worth. Then you don't have to bring another behema. Acharkach matzasi sheken kasa bel yaraba, b'shein tanya, that's what he saw. This is what he said. It says there that a person can go to a Tabach Yisrael, or Kusi, or even a non-Jew who's an expert, and say to him, give me a leg, give me a half a behema, v'chayotze b'zeh below zechiras mekach, without mentioning any amount, u'pisuk dami, right, without any type of specifying that he's going to be paying, u'lemacha parelo amos k'mo sheyuchal, and the next day, pay up the money, okay, the way you can, u'ke'ein zeh mashma b'tor b'simen tafkof yudzayin. So you see that, basically, if you go to a tabach, who could basically tell him the next day, that will be fine, you don't have to bring a behemoth to match it up, and as long as they rely on him, his expertise, to tell him the next day how much it was worth, that will be fine. Zu bizu, so he says, when you bring the two behemoths in front of each other, you say zu bizu, right? You say this one, zu kizu, this one's like that one. When we come akom asa lefarish v'loma, but all you could say is zu kizu. You can't go in and spell out and say, mashatano telo machar ba'adzu, nite lechon ba'adzu. You shouldn't spell out and say, what you're going to take tomorrow for this behema, I'm going to give you for this behema. If that's already like being habi schum mekach, you're already telling him an amount. You may not be saying 50 shek, but you're saying, specifically, I'm going to give you the money that this behema that you're going to assess tomorrow, I'm going to give you that money right now. So that's already basically giving him and specifying an amount, which again is all within the gzera of mekach u'memkar. Obviously, if we're learning this be'iyun, we'd have to, touch up what makes something considered a mekach u'memkar of iser, and obviously it has to do with not only what's actually a mekach u'memkar, but what's near a mekach u'memkar, etc. What's all within the category of mekach u'memkar that's iser on yontif. We move weiter. Comes the Ramah now, and he says, "V'yesh omrim b'dafka Yisrael l'gabi Yisrael shari kai gadna." About Yisrael, it means a Yehudi. Afilu b'kai gadna aser. Afilu b'kai gadna aser. Haynu afilu b'li pisuk damin. Right, even without pisuk damin. Sh'omer l'akum hareini imcha b'behema zu l'mechza. Right, if he says to them, "I'm with you in this behema as partners," that's not going to be good. Why? Batam mishum de'ein Yisrael ragil l'shtatef im ha'akum, because it's not normal for a Jew to go ahead and join up in this type of partnership with a non-Jew, and if mechsei tzvei kemekach u'memkar, and it looks even more like mekach u'memkar, the lo ikelu bezet, the yesh cholkin bezet, and there are others that are cholik, the lo mafluginan ben Yisrael la'akum, and he says there are those that say there's no difference in Yisrael la'akum, as long as kol she'enu maskir damim, if you're not maskir amounts, it's going to be mutter. Yesh lahachmir kesvar rishoni, so he should be machmir like the first opinion. And he said, "Bemed baramamurim b'davar she'ain shir mikcha yadua kemo basar, aval davar shemikcha yadua kemo beitzim ve'gozim kaigavna mutter likach chelak etzel nachri im eno maskilo skum danim." So what he's basically saying is that this shita that's machmir seems to be machmir bechlal, not even going in, not even going in, taking a chelak of a behema from a non-Jew, even without any piece of gummin. But what he's saying is that's only because it's not an exact amount, how much that behema is, that amount of the behema is worth. But if it's something like eggs or nuts that has a certain price in the shuk, then muter likach chelak etzel nachri, that you'd be able to take some from a nachri, im eino maskeh lo schum damim, if you don't go in and specify the amount. The chasav alavush, the asal al Yisrael, the Levush says, but that's only in terms of acquiring from a non-Jew for Yosef Chas Yomtif. But Limkor la'akum b'yomtif, to sell at all to a guy on Yomtif, afilu b'lip spisuk dami, even without specifying any amount. Okay? And even if it's what? Even if it's, as we just said, where it's like beitzim and egozim and there's no, there's an established amount that it's worth. Imlo de'ika pseida, unless there's an issue of you losing money, go, like, remember by the basar treifa that was mukta, you were allowed to sell to a guy so that you don't lose out, because since you couldn't move it, you couldn't do anything with it, so you were allowed to go ahead and sell it to the non-Jew, who could lay all the soap seem on top of the Zion Ayin Shum, the lower tiruze ella kishi Yisrael kona, the heter, even with these types of transactions that are without any specifying of money, and when you have a situation, okay, with a guy, where you're acquiring from a guy, and let's say the most chomer position where you go ahead and you do a belief piece of damim when there's an established price in the shuk. That's only when Yisrael is acquiring it mishum simchus yamtiv. But it's not gonna work when the Jew is selling it, because obviously that's not Mishum Simchas Yomtov. That's just for you to make some cash off the guy, and that obviously is not allowed on Yomtov. It's only if you're going to lose out, like your behemoth is going to rot because of the treifa and you can't move it, this and that. So then they allowed you to sell it to a non-Jew on Yomtov. Again, following all the rules that makes Mekafo Memkar okay, then they would allow it in that situation. Sif Beit. Aser l'shkol basar afilu bebeisa leida kama yevashal. It is aser for a person to go ahead and weigh basar, even in his home, to know how much to cook. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Aser l'shkol v'afilu eino shokel kemishkel haragil. Even if he's not weighing it in the normal way of weighing. Ela shemeniach bekaf kli osakin. You put something else on the other side of the weight, and then the next day you'll weigh it. Let's say you put a knife or something like that, or a cleat, and you weigh it against that, and then the next day you'll weigh the cleat to know how much the thing weighed. Can't do that. Because it's uvda d'cholhu. Weighing is an iser of uvda d'chol. And that is what he says. That's the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says it's based on uvda d'chol. The Rambam sheet happens to be it's part of Mekach Memka. Kasu ha'achronin. He says, even if you're not that medaktik in the Mishkal, you add a little, you don't do it exact. Gam kein aser. Because it looks like you are weighing. So if you guys know, remember, I don't know if you remember this, Johnson, that when it comes to measuring and things like that, measuring things, let's say, with a ruler or using a cup to measure the amount of flour and things like that, there they say, if you let's say, take a measuring cup and you just do it, you don't do it exact, but you just like, do it be'erech, right? So then there's a heter, but not when you're weighing, because weighing, it still looks like weighing, even if it's not exact. Measuring, right, they say you could be makel, right? By the iser medida, the Ramad said back in Shin Chav Gimel, that there are those that are makel, that if you're not mamish being meide, and you add a little, or less, right, or subtract a little, but you're not exact, so that would be okay. All right, let's move weiter. V'afilu litno. Let's go a little further. I'll try to go quickly here. V'afilu litno b'kapmos nayim l'shamro minak barim aser. And he says, and even to go ahead, we're back in the Shulchan Aruch, even to go ahead and put it on like the scale to protect it, because then the scales used to be up in the up, right? It used to be up off the ground. So you want to protect it. You're just putting it on a scale to protect it from mice. That's aser. Imi kli v'makom shiragil l'shkolba. If it's placed in a place where people normally, where the person normally weighs his food, that is also, even if he's not doing it, to weigh it, just to put his thing on there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah cotton test. I feel no rotzalomar uvekaf sheni munach mishkalos. It means specifically when on the other side there's some type of weight. Obviously, if there's no weight and you just like stop putting it on it and it goes, one side goes down, there's no iser there and putting it on there to protect it from the mice. It's assuming that you don't have kavana to weigh it. Your kavana is to protect it from the mice, but you're actually putting it on a weight. So you can't, in the end, you're putting it on a weight, and that's aser. Tifkatan yud, shiragina lishkolba. The az nira kishokel, because it looks like you're weighing. Vayim berlacha. And he says, kasu achorn lo koi rak anos no lishmor minak barim. He says, yeah, this statement, it's only aser if it's in a place where people normally are weighing, where he normally weighs the food. That's specifically talking where you're putting it on there because of the mice. If you're actually weighing, it doesn't make a difference where you're weighing it. Even if it's hanging in a different place, it's not normally where you weigh things, it's going to be usa because you're actually doing the weighing. Then he goes on and he says, back to the Shulchan Aruch, even if you were just going ahead and weighing one item up against another item, that's going to be usa. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Yudalef, afil lishkol mana. Mana hu chelak. Mana means like a piece. You're just matching up pieces. So you don't really have a weight on there. Let's say you want to go ahead and you want to split up meat between two people. So basically, you're putting one piece of meat on one side, the other piece of meat on the other side. Oh, we got equal amounts, and then we can give it out. You try to match them up. That's also not allowed on the weight. Okay? But what is okay? What is okay is continuing on, you can go ahead and you can take food and put it in your hand and weigh it by like, oh, it feels like a kilo. That you could do. You put it in your hand, and you make an assessment. Oh, it feels like a kilo. the Alma. It says dafka like this when you're doing a basic assessment. He says, if you put a weight in one hand and in the other hand you have the meat and you try to feel that they're, they weigh the same, that's already going to be usher. Just stop, you pick it up and you go, oh, it feels like a liter. A liter is a volume. It feels like 5 pounds. Okay. Then he says, finishing it up here. V'tabach uman. But even though you're allowed to go ahead and weigh it by assessing it in your hand, if you give it to an expert tabach, afilu zeh aser. Even this is aser. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. V'mneishun ragil bezeh. Because he's ragil. The tabach uman knows what a 5 pounds of, right? 5 pounds of meat feels like. Yodeya hu lechavin on mishkal b'tzimtzum. He knows just by picking it up how much it weighs. Ukishokel v'maznayim dami. The expert butcher is the equivalent of putting it on a scale. The kasu achron. You go to a butcher and you go, hey, how much does this weigh? And you have him, hold it in his hand. So he's like a what's it called? He's a digit head. He's a digit head, Johnson. He's a digit head. He can tell you how much it weighs by holding it. The kasu achronim the lo machminim b'zeh ella b'shasha mocher. However, the Achronim say when you give it to a butcher, it's only usher if you ask him how much it weighs when he's selling it, like he's buying the counter. But if you have him in your house, he's a butcher who's hanging out in your house, so then you can just go ahead and say, hey, how much do you think this is? Do you think it's like 5 pounds, 10 pounds? He can tell you. Then he says, usher lishkol abasar b'mayim. You're not allowed to go ahead and weigh here. It really means tell the volume of a basar by b'mayim, meaning in water. Dainu kli sheyesh bo shnosos. You have a kli that has like little grooves in it. You put water in there. You put the basar in there, and basically by putting the basar in there and the water going up, you can tell how much volume is in that basar. You know how many liter it is, right? How many liter yesh b'basar? Gam zeh aser. That's also aser. And that's also in that scenario. So that's closer to like weighing in terms of weight and that and then measuring, and that he says would be usher. That would be usher even if it's not exact. Very interesting. Okay. Sif and then finally, this is Mamish finally. Back to Shulchan Aruch, Aval in Yodea Lechavein Derech Hatichosoi Lechateich Litra O Chatzit Litra Chotei Kedar Koveinu Choshish. But if the butcher, you go to him and you say to him, cut me up a liter or a chatzit liter, and him by just looking at it, he chops what he thinks to be a leader or a chatzi leader, that's okay, and you're not allowed to be choshesh, because that's like just the standard derech of cutting up the meat. Sif katan yudalit, chotech kedarko, kosev magan avram, demutal olomar latabach, tainli litra of basar. You can say to the butcher, give me a liter of basar. De'eno mechabe lemishkal el lodia lo kama hutzarech. Right? So you could say, give me a liter of basar, because you're not basically telling him to weigh anything, you're just telling him how much you want. In other words, by telling him, give me a certain amount, like a volume of liter or something like that, that in and of itself is not usher, even though you're specifying a specific volume, because you're basically just telling him, give me a certain amount, okay, and then he's basically giving you a basic amount. So as long as he's not weighing it and things like that, it will be okay. Have a great Shabbos, super stark Yidden.